My guest at this time is Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation. He's also a former Justice Department official and a former member of the Federal Elections Commission. He is also co-author of Obama's Enforcer, Eric Holder's Justice Department. And it's one of the provisions from Holder's Justice Department that we're going to focus on quite a bit here for the next few minutes. Specifically, we've asked Hans to comment on the Justice Department ending the practice of forcing defendants paying settlements to donate to unrelated third parties. A lot of critics have called this a slush fund. Hans, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Let me just read the report here, the first couple paragraphs from the Fox News story on this decision by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The Justice Department announced Wednesday it will no longer allow prosecutors to strike settlement agreements with big companies, directing them to make payouts to outside groups, ending an Obama-era practice that Republicans decried as a slush fund that padded the accounts of liberal interest groups. In a memo sent to 94 U.S. attorneys' offices early Wednesday, Attorney General Jeff Sessions said he would end the practice that allowed companies to meet settlement burdens by giving money to groups that were neither victims nor parties to the case. Sessions said the money should instead go to the Treasury Department or to victims. So, Hans, you and I have talked about this before. Give our listeners a brief summary of how this program ever got started in the first place and what you make of the Sessions decision to scrap it.
Well, it's pretty clear the Obama administration figured out a way to rob the public and help their political allies. And what they were doing was when the Justice Department sued defendants such as Volkswagen or the Bank of America, you know, claiming that they had violated federal law, and they entered into settlement agreements with those defendants in which the defendants agreed to pay, you know, a large sum of money to end the litigation. The Obama Justice Department would come in and say, well, we want you to give a portion of this money to such and such organization. These were not organizations that had anything to do with the lawsuit. They weren't parties to the lawsuit. They weren't people. They didn't have members who'd been injured by whatever the misbehavior was of the company. These were just simply third-party, mostly advocacy organizations, environmental groups, and others who were big political allies of the administration. And that, frankly, is really stealing money that's due to the American taxpayer and basically funneling it to political friends of the government.
Is this illegal, unethical, neither, or both?
I actually think it was illegal. There's a federal law called the Miscellaneous Receipts Act, which requires DOJ lawyers to deposit settlement checks into the U.S. Treasury Department. That was not happening. So, yeah, I actually think it was illegal. And thank goodness that the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, has said this is not going to happen anymore. And by the way, we're not talking about chump change here. My understanding is in the last 30 months before the new administration came in, the Justice Department had funneled about $1 billion to outside third-party groups.
$1 billion. Now, is this a wide array of liberal issue-oriented groups? Is it specifically in a couple different categories? Who is getting this?
Environmental groups, civil rights groups, ACORN-type groups. That's who was getting this money.
So do you sense that there's any legal recourse here? Do you expect Sessions to pursue any charges, or is it more likely that he's just going to end the practice and move on?
It sounded like he's just going to end the practice and move on. There doesn't appear to be an effort by the Justice Department to apply this retrospectively. In other words, to go backwards and go to some of these settlements of lawsuits, open them up, and try to get the money back. I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're just going to do it going forward.
Certainly a major change in policy over at the Justice Department. Hans, thanks very much for being with us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation, also a former Justice Department official, former member of the Federal Elections Commission, co-author of Obama's Enforcer, Eric Holder's Justice Department. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.